الجماعة. باب صلاة الجماعة. الإمام الشوكاني said هي من آكد السنة. He said that صلاة الجماعة is سنة مؤكدة. And we have said explained that the correct view amongst the ulama is that صلاة الجماعة is واجبة على الأعيان. Salat al-Jama'ah is compulsory for every individual male. We come and observe this in the masjid. We discussed this in the last class. He said, Rahimahullah, wa tan'akidu bithnayn. And Jama'ah is established by two persons. Two persons in a boat make a Jama'ah. He said, wa iza kafura al-jam'u kana thawabu akthar. When the congregation is large, kana thawabu akthar, then the reward for that salatul jama'ah is also large. So the larger the congregation, the larger the rewards. We'll discuss these three issues in the last class. Today, inshallah, we'll also discuss the next three issues. It says, وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْدُولِ وتصح بعد المفضول والأولى أن يكون الإمام من الخيار. الإمام الشوكاني said وتصح بعد المفضول والأولى أن يكون الإمام من الخيار ويؤم الرجل بالنساء لا العكس ويؤم الرجل بالنساء لا العكس. سيد رحمه الله وتصح بعد المفضول والأولى أن يكون الإمام من الخيار ويؤم الرجل بالنساء لا العكس. So we have three issues today إن شاء الله. Imam al-Shawkani says, وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ يعني وَتَصِحُ صَلَاةُ الْجَمَاعَةِ بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ. صَلَاةُ الْجَمَاعَةِ تَصِحُ is right, is sound. بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ بَعْدَ is the word that is usually interpreted as after. So what he is saying is that تَصِحُ بعد المفضول. But he intends to say وراء المفضول. But he said بعد. Instead of saying وراء. He says وتصح بعد المفضول. صلاة الجماعة الصحيحة is sound. وراء المفضول. Behind المفضول. Behind someone you are better than. Someone is happy with Quran. Someone who is not happy with Quran is leaving the Salah. In that sense, he is better than him. In the sense that he is happy, this one is not happy. It was successful by the Maqdood. The Salah is sound for that happy behind the one who is not a happy. You find a happy of Kutub al-Sittah. The person memorizes Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and Al-Qutub al-Sunan al-Arba. He memorizes them. And he will pray behind someone who only knows Al-Baqarah to Nas. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. A person who knows Al-Baqarah to Nas will say, oh, that brother, he only knows Ahqaq to Nas. I am happy. So he is mafdool, you are fadil. وتصح بعد المفضول. The salah that you, the Hafiz, observe behind the one who is a memorizer of Al-Ahqaf to Nas, he is mafdool. وتصح بعد المفضول. The salah of the Fadil, تصح صلاة الفاضل بعد المفضول. The one who is better, his salah is sound. If he observes that salah in jama'ah behind a person, in that matter, he is better than him. The salah is sound. So like we said the other time, a brother would memorize the entirety of the Quran. And then in addition to that, he has kutub sittah. You only memorize the Quran. But you say, I'm happy with Quran. So you lead the people in salah. There is someone better than you. And like that, above everyone who has a knowledge of anything, it's another one who is more knowledgeable. So it says, Rahimahullah, what the faithful Ba'd al Mahdi. But why did he say Mahdi? And is it right at all? What would have made it right for him to have used Ba'da instead of what? Wara'a. Sheikh Ahmed Muhammad Shah, Rahimahullah, is a well-known scholar of Hadith and Luna. Sheikh Ahmed Shah, a well-known scholar of Hadith and Luna. He has very good books. Like he did the Tahqiq of Tafsir al-Tabari. Ulama says it's one of the best, if not the best Tahqiq. Himself and his elder brother, Sheikh Mahmoud Muhammad Shah, they both did the Tahqiq of Tafsir al-Tabari. For Sheikh Ahmed Shah, he has other books. And Imam Ibn Kathir has a book, Ulum al-Quran, quote, Ulum al-Hadith. Ihtisar Ulum al-Hadith. He did the Muqtasar of Muqaddimah Ibn Salah. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah. Sheikh Ahmed Shakir, he did a ta'liq on it. Ibn Kathir did a ta'liq referred to as what? Al-Da'if al-Athiq. And Sheikh Ahmed Shakir did a tahqiq of Al-Da'if al-Athiq by Ibn Kathir. He has other works. He has a ta'liq on Al-Fiyyad by Imam Suyuti. Sheikh Ahmed Shakir. He has a tahqiq of Musnad Imam Ahmad in 15 volumes. Well, he also did a sharh and ta'liq on Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Sheikh Ahmed Shah. Well, scholar of Hadith and Luga. Rahimahullah. He said regarding the use of Ba'da by Al-Imam al-Shawkani in Ad-Dura al-Bahira. He said, Istamal al-Mu'allifu Ba'da. That the author has employed the word ba'da, bima'na wara'a, to mean wara'a, behind. He says, وَتَبِعَهُ الشَّارِحِ. The sharih, the intent here is, Al-Imam Siddiq Hassan Khan, in his book, الرَّوْضَةُ النَّبِيَّةِ. الرَّوْضَةُ النَّبِيَّةِ is a sharh of our book, الدُّرَرُ النَّبِيَّةِ that we are reading. This Durar al-Bahiyya by Al-Imam al-Shawkani, Al-Imam Siddiq Hassan Khan al-Qannawji. He has a sharh that is called Ar-Rawdatu al-Nabiyya. So, Al-Sheikh Ahmed Shakir also did a tahqiq of Ar-Rawdatu al-Nabiyya. In Hamish of his tahqiq, he said that Ita'mal al-Mu'allif, that is, a Sheikh Siddiq Hassan Khan has employed, Imam al-Shawkani has employed Ba'da, bima'na wara'a, to mean behind. وَتَبِعَهُ الشَّارِحِ. Al-Imam Siddiq Hassan Khan also used that word, Ba'da, like Al-Imam al-Shawkani used to. رحمهم الله. Says, وَهُوَ اسْتِعْمَالُ لا نرى مانعا منه وهو استعمال that usage is a usage لا نرى مانعا منه we do not see there is nothing preventing such a usage فإن المأمور because the person performing the salah behind the imam yes but the imam he follows the imam في أفعال الصلاة in the actions of salah وَيَفْعَلُهَا بَعْدَهُ He makes those actions بَعْدَ الْإِمَامِ So instead of saying وَرَاءَ الْإِمَامِ
which would indicate makan, a verb to makan, the friend behind the imam. He used something as ba'da, that is referring to the action. The action of the ma'mum will come ba'da af'ali imam, after the action of the imam. وَيَفْعَلُهَا بَعْدَهُ So the ma'mum will make those actions after the imam. وَلَكِنِّي But as for me, لَمْ أَجِدْ هَذَا الْإِمَالِ I have not found this kind of a usage. See, this is the Loga Tiyogayiha. In the books of Loga, and in other books, perhaps in the books of Hadith, and so, I have not seen scholars using it. But that meaning is correct. There is nothing that prevents us from using it. Instead of saying wara al imam, he says ba'd al imam, because the ma'mum observes his actions in salah ba'd al imam. So he says there's no man, there's nothing preventing us from using that. So know that al imam Shaykhani said rahimahullah wa tasihhu ba'd al maqdud. Now he means by that wara al maqdud. The salah al jama'ah. It sounds, it's correct, it's acceptable. بعد المقبول behind, that is, you pray behind somebody that you are better than. It is accepted. There are two major tools that the scholars have employed to affirm this point. The first of them is the hadith of Mughira bin Shu'bah. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, when he described the Prophet wudu, radiyallahu anhu, Mughira bin Shu'bah described the Prophet wudu and the fact that he made al-mas' ala al-imama, he rubbed on top of the imama, on top of the turban, and then he made a mas' or the dawrabin on top of his socks. Or kufayn, as the case may be. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished that wudu, Mughira bin Shu'bah said, radiyallahu anhu, thumma ratiba wa ratibtu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on his mount, on his beast of body, wa ratibtu. And I mounted too. Fantahayna ila al-qawm. We got to the people. But they had already started to pray. They had already established the salah. And that salah on that day was Salatul Fajr. Yusalli bihim Abdurrahman ibn Awf. Abdurrahman ibn Awf on that day was the Imam leading the people in salah. Waqad raka'a bihim raka'ata. And they had already finished one unit of salah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with Mughira bin Shu'bah to meet the people. They were returning from Tabuk, radiyallahu anhu. And the Prophet said, Mughira, wait, you wait behind. The rest of the people should proceed. He wanted to ease himself and meet with you. Before he finished Qada al-Hajjah and his wudu, the people had started salah. So after that, he himself and Mughira bin Shu'bah went to meet the rest of the people. And they found out that Abdurrahman ibn Awf was leading them in Salah, and they had already completed a whole unit of Salah. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ When Mughira bin Shu'bah noticed the presence of the Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ ذَهَبَ يَتَأَخَّرُ If he wanted to, he went on wanting to go back from Salah when he noticed Prophet was around. Abdurrahman ibn Awf wanted to go back from Salah so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take the lead. فَأَوْ مَعَ إِلَيْهِ The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured to him فَصَلَّى بِهِ So Abdurrahman ibn Awf continued the Salah. فَلَمَّا سلم قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقلت after the تسليم by عبد الرحمن بن عوف the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up how many ركعات is remaining for him one more ركعة so he stood up صلى الله عليه وسلم وقلت I stood up فركعنا الركعة التي سبقتنا So the both of us observed the rak'ah that had gone before us, that is, the rak'ah that had missed us, that they had performed before us. The both of us observed that rak'ah. We paid it back. Yeah, but that somebody can ask you, what is the proof that after the meal, if you miss a rak'ah, you should pay back the salah. You should pay back what you have missed. This hadith of Mughira bin Shu'bah is one evidence. There are other evidence. Someone missed Salatul Maghrib or Salatul Isha. He met them in the second rak'ah. He had missed one rak'ah. Somebody can ask you one day, Afa, what is the proof that we can pay back that one rak'ah? One of the proofs is this hadith of who? Mughira bin Shu'bah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met them while they had made one rak'ah out of two rak'ahs for Salatullah Fajr. After the taslim of the Imam, who was the Imam on that day? Abdurrahman ibn Awf, radiallahu anhu. This companion, Abdurrahman ibn Awf, was amongst the ten that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the glad tidings of what? Al-Jannah. And he was amongst the richest companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was said that if Abdurrahman raised up a stone like this, stone, who will buy this stone? He will find somebody to buy it and he will make profit from it. Whatever he made his hands on, he made profit from it. Abdurrahman ibn Awf, radiallahu anhu. He has a lot of fadail, but let us proceed. The reason we have quoted this is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi is better and more virtuous than who? Abdurrahman ibn Awf. And he prayed salah behind who? Abdurrahman ibn Awf. So you are far. Don't say, hey, come on. I'm not telling you, come on. Don't say that. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ ذَهَبَ يَتَعَفَّرُ. When Abdurrahman ibn Awf noticed the Prophet present, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went on to start going back. فَأَوْمَأَ إِلَيْهِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet gets up and pulls him back. Complete the prayer. So even if the maqdoon, the person you think you are better than, or you are actually better than him, he pushes you, can say, no, go on, go on, go on. Am I hearing that? You actually come back to that. Salatu za'iri minna. The basic ruling about the person who is sitting in the people is that you should not need them in salat. You will come back to it. One sheikh, you came and visited the people. Allow the people to observe you. There's a clear-cut hadith from the Prophet Muhammad that Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi has reported, and Al-Imam al-Nasai. You will come back to it. Many people like it. I want to share with you. You want to lead the salat? No, don't lead the salat. Allow the people to. There is also the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar in Sunan al-Bayhaqi. You will come back to it. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was led in salah. This is the evidence that وَتَصِحُ, like Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ مَنْ بَعْدَ الْمَفْدُونِ. The salah is found, salatul jama'ah is found behind the person who is of a lesser value than those who are observing the salah behind him. Like we mentioned, this hadith we read to us is the hadith of Mughira bin Shu'bah. It occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih al-Muslim. الشيخ سعيد القحطاني, we know him, the author of Hisn Muslim. He has a book, الإمامة في الصلاة. Apart from Hisn Muslim, الإمامة في الصلاة. Being the Imam in Salah, where he discussed issues regarding being an Imam in Salah. After he started this hadith of Mughira bin Shu'bah, he said, وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى صِحَّةِ إِمَامَةِ الْمَفْضُولِ لِلْفَاضِلِ. This hadith points to the soundness of the salah of the person who is of a lesser value in front of you, the person who is better than him. Because who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed the salah behind who? Abdurrahman ibn Awf. There is a second hadith and third hadith. But the third hadith is in the meaning of the second one. The second hadith is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu anhu. That hadith was also reported by him, Aisha, radiyallahu anhu. And the report of both Anas and Aisha are in Sunan al-Nasa. Dear brothers, one of the values of telling us where these ahadith occur is that we can go back and look at them. From the aspect of perfecting your knowledge, as we say, let's go back and look at it. One of the brothers here, we discussed the hadith of Indimam al-Farj in Salah, his sujood, while in sujood. If you're on sajda, your knees must be clasped together. You know the sunnah? We discussed it here. When you're in sajda, you're in sujood, the knees must be together. And that hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud, from the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. A brother told me that when he left here on that day, the first thing he did was to check that hadith in Sunan Abi Dawud. In fact, that hadith came to Sidrat al-Amr. He says, alayhi salatu wa salam, إِذَا سَجَدَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلَا يَفْتَرِشِ اِفْتِرَاشَ الْكَلِّ. Let's not make اِفْتِرَاشُ الْكَلِّ. That is, putting the hand into the chest, the way a dog goes down. Don't do like that. Free your armpits. Let the arm be away from your side. And then he said, alayhi salam, he says, وَلْيَمْ مَمَّةَ إِلَيْهِ. Let him connect his nose together, his mouth together. He can't extend that arm. If you say it is from the wajiba, but the issue is that it is from the sifa of sujood. So don't ask what ruling does it have. It has the ruling of every sifa of sujood, which is from the aspect of wujud. A brother here, somebody sent him a message that he had this class somewhere. I said, but he has touched the entirety of Sunan Abi Dawud, the hadith is not there. He was asking one of the brothers. The brother told me later. He said he told him the hadith is there. Check it. So the brother replied. The brother said the brother who was asking him is a learned person. He said he told him it is there, Sheikh. Check it. He said when he replied again and said, no, I have checked it, it's not in Sunan Abi Dawud. He snapped a copy of his own Sunan Abi Dawud in WhatsApp and sent it to him. I said, Jazakallahu khairan. You have saved me the burden of having to do that. And know it yourself. The yaqeen, the certainty you have is greater than just hearing it. So when we quote this hadith, go back and check them. Go back and look at them. So you won't say, I heard one Ustaz Fulan say that. The second hadith to prove the point that somebody must be, may be of a lesser value, and yet he will be the imam in the salah, apart from the hadith of Abdul Rahman ibn Awf, is the hadith of Anas. And this hadith is in Kitab al-Imama, in Sunan al-Nasa'i al-Imam al-Nasa'i, rahimahullah. Anas ibn Malik said, radiyallahu anhu, آخر صلاة صلاها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مع القوم. The last salah that the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاها مع القوم, that he observed with the people. What happened in that salah? صلى في ثوب واحد متوشحا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed his salah in one single cloak, wrapping it all over himself. You know he was ill. He only managed to comfort us. He was wrapped in the cloak.
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Salla fi thawbin wahidin mutawashihan khalfa Abi Bakr al-Siddiq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed his last salah mutawashihan fi thawbin wahidin. Well rounded up, wrapped in a single cloak, khalfa Abi Bakr al-Siddiq. Behind whom? Abu Bakr. Al-Imam al-Nasa'i, he placed this hadith under Babu Salati al-Imami Khalfa Rajin min Ra'iyyatihi. Babu Salati al-Rajin Khalfa Rajin min Ra'iyyatihi. Chapter regarding the Salah of a man behind another man who is from among his congregation, who is from among his followers. One Ustaz, the Ustaz, performing Salah behind one of his followers. What is the hadith, the evidence? The Prophet Muhammad in sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in his last Salah that he made with the people, he performed that Salah behind who? Abu Bakr. So people will not come back to say, oh, that happened in Tabuk. Perhaps that person is Mansukh, abrogated. He did that on the last Salah that he observed. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he passed away. Behind who? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Radiallahu anhu. So ulama al-Imam al-Nasa'i gave that tabi'. That this is hadith showing that a person can perform salah behind one of his followers. So Imam al-Shawkani said, وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَقْدُودِ. The salah is rightly performed if it happens behind someone that you are better than. A brother had complained to me one day. He said, when he said it, I smiled. This is almost 3 or 4 years. The Allah died the brother, right? Said he was in the garden. He mentioned some very noble, eminent, learned brothers. But from his nature is to abuse people like that. He said he was in the place. So some person went forward to meet Salah. Anytime. That is not something to complain about. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Waladi Adam, he observed his salah behind who? Abdul Rahman ibn Awf. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he observed his salah behind who? Abu Bakr. So who is left? Wa man al-nas? As Abu al-Imam al-Bukhari was saying this time. After we have said this regarding the Prophet, what man in that? Our whole people, who would like to complain? So let no one complain about that. The Salah is valid. Let no blame regarding it. So that is the person. Al-Imam Siddiq Hasan Khan, Al-Kannawji, he says, وَالْأَصْلُ أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عِبَادَتُ وَالْعَصْلُ أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عِبَادَةً. So the basic ruling is that salah is worship. فَصِحُ تَعْدِيَتُهَا خَلْقَ كُلِّ مُصَلِّ. It is sound, it is correct to observe it. خَلْقَ كُلِّ مُصَلِّ. Behind every person that is praying. إِذَا قَامَ بِأَرْكَانِهَا. As long as that person will observe the arkan of salah. You know the arkans of Salah, we took a lot of time, a lot of days explaining these arkans of Salah. As long as this person will observe the arkans of Salah, إِذَا قَامَ بِأَرْكَانِهَا وَأَذْكَارِهَا عَلَى وَجْهٍ لَا تَخْرُجُ لِهِ الصَّلَاةُ عَنِ السُّورَةِ الْمُجْزِئَةِ. As long as that person observes that salah, observing the arkan of salah, observing the adhkar of salah, in such a way that la takhruju bihi salah, it will not remove the salah. The salah will not go off ala anni surati, a manner that is accepted. It will still be accepted. That is, every default you will find in that person's salah, there are defaults that are still manageable. As long as a person can perform that kind of salah, you can
make him, you can observe your salah behind. Anyone who can perform a manageable salah that will not exclude the arkan and the azkars of salah, he can do them, the arkan and the azkar, in such a way that it will not remove that salah from salah. He will not say, this one you are doing is not salah. He can observe salah like that, in such a way that we can say, ah, you should look. I give you an example. An imam would leave salah and his fatiha is checked. But he has problems in some parts of other surahs of the Quran. In the salah, la takhruju salah, the salah will not go off a surah to Mujizia in a manner that is acceptable. It means you have to really be fair to him. And you really have to observe his salah properly before you start saying, Sila Gajatio, Makara. Sila Gajatio. Many brothers do it. Don't do it again. So person does not know so. Al-Aslu fil Ibadati. If the salah is al-Aslu fil Salah, Annaha Ibadah. Salah is Ibadah. Every person who does it in the minimum acceptable form is Salah. Sheikh Hussein Al-Awaish in his Al-Mawsu'at Al-Fiqhiyya Al-Muyassara, he said, Hafizahullah, because he's still alive, Sa'altu Shaykhan, I asked Sheikh Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Imam, Shafahullah Ta'ala, may Allah grant him sound health, because the time that he was writing that book, Sheikh Al-Albani was alive. He said, Sa'altu Shaykhana, Shafahu Allah Ta'ala. I asked our Sheikh, Sheikh Al-Albani, he referred to, may Allah grant him some help. Hal antum ma'a man yaqul? Do you have the view along with those who say that kullu man sahhat salatuhu li nafsihi sahhat salatuhu li ghayrihi? Kullu man sahhat salatuhu li nafsihi sahhat salatuhu li ghayrihi? Every person whose salah is valid, every person who can observe a valid salah, it is also valid for him if he meets the people in salah. You also have this opinion? فَقَالَ نَعْمُ Sheikh Al-Albani said, yes. That is my view. That is also the view of Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani rahmah. So every person who can observe salah that you can say this is salah, he can be an imam in salah. You can ask the minimum condition to be imam. You can take observe salah that you can call what? Salah. This is the provision of the scholar, oh younger brothers. Every person, kullu man sahhat salatuhu li nafsihi, sahhat salatuhu li ghayrihi. Every person whose salah is valid for himself, he can lead the people in salah. Which point are we discussing? What the sahihu ba'd al-muslim? Salat al-jama'ah is sahiha, is valid, is sound behind a person who is of a lesser status of virtue than those behind him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah behind Abdul Rahman ibn Awf. He also observed salah behind who? Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه. Then he said رحمه الله والأولى أن يكون الإمام من القيام والأولى أن يكون الإمام من الخيار. But the most preferred thing الأولى, so that we have the best of us leading us, is على باب الأولوية, preference. It is preferred that the best leads salah. Says, well, awla. But the most preferred thing, ikhwa, أن يكون الإمام من الخيار, that the Imam should be amongst the best of the people. That is the most preferred. So it's an issue of preference.
it is a better thing that the Imam is of the best of the people. Otherwise, it is permissible that a lesser person observes the Salah behind, in front of those who are better than him. Those who give the shirt of this hadith, of this book, beginning from the son of Al-Imam al-Shawkani. You know, Al-Imam al-Shawkani has a son, Ali, one of the children, or the son of Imam al-Shawkani. He died at age 20. But before he died, he had done a sharh of Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya, the book written by his father, the son of Al-Imam al-Shawkani. It's available. I have a copy of it. The son of Al-Imam al-Shawkani did a sharh of Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya. May Allah grant us blessed children like this. So, if you check, go through the books of sharh, you'll be finding a clear-cut hadith that will show this. You'll be finding it hard to find. Because what he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, is that the one who is versed in the recitation of the Quran, we are coming back to him, to lead the people in salah. But here, the Imam al-Shawkani is saying that, وَالْأَوْلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِمَامُ مِنَ الْخِيَامِ. The best thing is that the Imam should be amongst the best of the people in terms of everything. We have people who know the Quran, who know fiqh, who know hadith, who know, who have fadail. The best of them, one of them should be the first. So what is the proof for that? I was searching, I did not find the meaning. Till I saw Sunan in the fire again. And this time the hadith of Abu Bakr is this again. But this fiqh, I refer to it as fiqh Umar radiallahu anhu. It's the fiqh of Umar radiallahu anhu. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the first duty upon the community of Muslims is to appoint somebody to be the leader. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu captured this event. لَمَّا قُبِضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken away, alayhi salatu wa sallam, قَالَتِ الْأَنصَارِ. The Ansar said, مِنَّا أَمِيرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ أَمِيرٌ. مِنَّا يَعْنِي الْأَنصَارِ أَمِيرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ أَمِيرٌ. One of us should be Amir from among the Ansar. Then we should appoint another Amir from among the Muhajir. One of the scholars said, the reason why they were saying that was that many times if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent two people on a journey, he made one of them from the Muhajirun, he made another one from, like that, he's always mixing them up on his era. So that was why they were saying, it means maybe this time too, we'll have to mix up the leadership. So they say, minna amirun wa minkum amir. So one amir will be from us, one amir will be from Muhajirun, from Makkah. فَأَتَاهُمْ عُمَرْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ. Umar went to them فقال, and said, أَلَسْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَدْ أَمَرَ أَبَا بَكْرٍ أَنْ يُصَلِّيَ بِالنَّاسِ. أَلَسْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.